Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo. Cambridge 105 Radio.
It's 12 minutes past eight.
And the Town and Gown Pub and Theatre is shortly opening in Cambridge. So the Performance Art Theatre combines tanked craft beer, great British food and an intimate fringe theatre. And we are joined in the studio by Carl Steele, who is the theatre manager, here with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
So many questions. I think I'm kind of right in thinking that this might be quite an individual offering to Cambridge Pub with the live theatre. In your own words, can you just explain the plan to us?
Yeah, I think it will be a little different in Cambridge. So it's for primarily a pub, in the venue that used to be Cambridge's Art Cinema in Market Passage. Mm-hmm. So it's a big building, but obviously has quite a history with the arts. Mm. So when we were looking at the venue, there's a function room, or used to be a function room.
So the old, it was the arts, it was a cinema, but then before, after that, it was Barouche.
Barouche, that's right. Yeah.
Opposite Tabouche, which is always very confusing.
That's right.
So that's the huge, huge building that you've taken over.
It is, yeah. It's massive. And up on that first floor, big function room with a big bar, and looking at ways that we could take it back to its history a little bit by bringing the arts back. So a little intimate fringe theatre is where we went with it. So combining pub and theatre, it's a unique little twist.
So the idea, so you'd go in, so on the ground floor, it's like the idea that it'd still be the pub kind of thing, get your food down there, and then you've got the tickets as a separate element. You go upstairs with your glass of wine.
Absolutely.
And have some...
have some pre-theatre dinner, go and see a show. It's a little bit more relaxed than some theatres. So the atmosphere that's promoted there is one of put your feet up and chill out and a bit of cabaret, some fringe theatre. Yeah, it's a little different programming as well.
Can you tell us a little bit about the thing that we might expect?
Sure. So I go to Edinburgh every August.
Right.
And that's where I get my acts from. It's really varied. So new writing, musical theatre, intimate musical theatre is something I love. Cabaret, a bit of burlesque.
Fantastic.
Every now and then. Yeah. Anything that you'd see up in Edinburgh, you'll see here.
Lovely.
That's an added side to Edinburgh, really, which I hadn't really thought about before, but it's entirely logical that there will be a range of performances and performers in Edinburgh, and there will be people like you from up and down the country who are thinking, yeah, they'll work just right in Cambridge, and then you bring them down.
Yeah, and you get an opportunity to see the most diverse work in the country, in the world. It's one of the biggest theatre festivals in the world, and you get a chance to see so many varied things, great performers, new writing that just takes off, and when those companies start to tour the UK, they're going to come to Cambridge and they're going to come here. So,
and I noticed a couple who you have lined up. I was looking through your Facebook page earlier on. Trump the Musical.
Yes.
Now, I have to say that we can be simply entertained just by playing clips of President Trump on the news. We don't need a musical to make
musical.
This funny. You think we do?
Yeah, the company that produced that, Blowfish Theatre, they're called, they've got...
do you do like Trump does and sack all the cast once a fortnight?
Well, maybe some of them should be. They produce a series of political satire musicals. They've done Boris the Musical. They're doing Brexit the Musical this summer in Edinburgh. We'll bring that later. But yeah, it's hilarious.
Please bring Boris the Musical as well.
It's a winner.
Possible, yeah.
It's a winner. But yeah, especially while he's in power.
Definitely.
For now.
And Mr. B, the gentleman rhymer. Now, what is that described as? It's Chav Pop. That's
Chav
it.
His mission is to bring hip hop with manners.
Ooh.
To the gentry of the UK. So I thought he'd fit in nicely.
Yeah, I remember. He's been in this very radio studio, and I remember interviewing him. Yes, about... I'm trying to remember. I think about 3 or 4 years ago, because I don't think he's been in Cambridge that recently. But he is. He performed a live number for us here. And yeah,
he's fantastic.
Absolutely superb.
It's a standing audience. It's really relaxed. He encourages the chap hop routines that he teaches you whilst playing his banjoli. He's amazing. Cabaret at its best, really is.
So tell us a little bit, we were also talking about, so it used to be the cinema, saying, and you're bringing that styling sort of back to, because, we were also saying just off mic that the Barouche, it had a real look about it, but it's a bit of a dated look, so I imagine you are just ripping it apart.
Yeah, it's a massive refurb. We closed at the beginning of January, and we reopen at the end of April, so it's a huge refurb. but people that used Baruch will still recognise it. But I hope the experience will be a little different.
Amazing. And on the menu, what can we expect?
British pub food.
Nice.
Yeah, up in the theatre, maybe something a little different, some cheese boards, that kind of thing in the interval. But yeah, definitely British pub theatre, traditional British food. It'll be a really relaxed, nice place to come and have some proper food.
It sounds amazing.
Craft beer as well, which all seems to be an essential these days for anything. Do you heading out to local suppliers for that?
So the venue is owned by McMullen's Brewery in Hartford. Okay. So you'd see their products.
They bring their ones through.
We're doing a few Cambridge products as well.
Okay.
We're working with Cambridge gin. So we like our gin in the theatre.
Yeah.
But be careful, there's a shortage of tonic apparently.
I've heard.
As well.
Yes.
An unnecessary shortage.
Unnecessary
as well.
So. Same with toilet roll, isn't it?
Something like that. Yes, only tonic goes better in the gin.
Agreed.
So this is a new venture that you're starting towards the end of April, but actually you're quite new to Cambridge as well.
Yeah, I moved here beginning of January.
For this purpose,
yes,
obviously.
Of course.
So where were you before and what were you doing there?
Birmingham. So we ran the old Joint Stock Pub and Theatre.
Okay.
So it's a really similar thing. Big Victorian pub, theatre up on the second floor, British pub food, and then go and see a show, and it's really successful. It's doing really well in fringe theatre world.
Yeah.
But
so the idea was, we should branch this out, and maybe Cambridge is the perfect place. Is that how it works?
I think so. People seem to really like the different programming and the relaxed space, and the fact that the space is flexible.
Yeah.
It's immersive. You feel part of the action if you want to.
Mm.
You don't have to. But I think the experience that you get hearing a musical sung 3 metres away from you rather than 27 rows back in a big proscenium theatre can just give something different.
Yeah.
So what's the capacity then of the theatre area?
It depends how you play.
Okay,
so,
yes.
In the round, for example, about 90.
Okay, so not intimate, but not, but you'll still have a decent audience in there.
Yeah, yeah, I hope so.
Well, I hope so too, obviously. It's, I suspect by the sounds of things, you might have at least 2 people, part of the audience.
very welcome.
Well, Carl, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So, programming being announced really this week, the website going live.
Yeah, so all of our events will be available to buy this week via our website. They're available on Design My Night now, but will be on our website by the end of the week.
Okay, well, we look forward to hearing a little bit more about that. Carl Steele from the Town and Gown Pub and Theatre, which will be on Market Passage, opening officially in about 6 weeks' time. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Cambridge 105.